Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is actually the author of those words, and we're going to see grace and peace is so important in our life. But Paul here is called. Now listen, he starts this out. Paul, called by the will of God, the apostle of Christ Jesus, our brother, and our brother Sosthenes, you really don't know who that is. There was another guy named Sosthenes, the kind of a leader of a temple and a synagogue, but people have more than the same thing. So we can't be sure it's him. And if it was, I think if he converted, there would be some record of that. He's a story. But Paul always was writing with somebody, like Sosthenes. Now, you could ask yourselves why. So the other apostles just wrote the letter. Paul always said, well, I'm here with Sosthenes. I'm here with Timothy. I'm here with Titus or Cyrene. He always had Philemon. He always had somebody there with him, right? And I think I know why, and that is, remember when Paul was on the road to Damascus, Jesus shows up and says, Saul, Saul, why have you persecuting me? So we know that Paul got scales on his eyes and they fell down. So a lot of us believe that Paul probably had trouble with his eyesight, because we know, for example, Timothy was working not only as a pastor, but also as his writer. Timothy, Paul would dictate it, and Timothy would write it down. So Paul petitioned God. God, if you take this away from me, and God said, no, my strength is made perfect in weakness. I need to humble. Now, Simon was his name, but Peter actually is a Roman name, and it means the less or the humble. So he was given that actually at birth. So here, Saul then, later on in life, and then actually when he comes here in our epistle, Corinthians, he starts using the word for Paul. The less, the humble servant of God. And so then he became known more as the apostle Paul. Right? So Paul was emphasizing the fact that what God told him, God's strength is made perfect in us in weakness, not in our strength. Because we tend to think that God really makes us strong, and it's in our strength that we convert people. It's in our strength that we push on through life. But nothing can really be further from the truth. See, Paul was called to be an apostle. It means one sent. Now, he was called by God to be sent, but he wasn't one of the 12 disciples. We have 12 disciples. Remember, when Judas betrayed God, they replaced him with Matthias. But he was the 13th apostle, or the apostle sent to the Gentiles. The other apostles were to preach the gospel first to Jerusalem, and then to the Gentiles. So Paul called to go to the Gentiles. He's preaching throughout the Gentile world, and he comes to Corinth. And Paul is saying, look, I'm not the greatest person around, but here God has called me. Now, he's emphasizing that because the Corinthian church had trouble. And lots of trouble. I mean, when you're getting drunk during communion, you got problems in your church. Can we agree on that? And that's what's happening. But they broke up into all different factions. So some say, well, what do you mean? I was taught by Paul. So I'm a better Christian than you are. No, no, no. It was Apollos came to me. I'm of Apollos. That's better than you. Other people, no, I talked to Peter. Hey, Peter, you know, the chief of the disciples, so I'm better than you. And they divided into factions. They started arguing with one another. So Paul said, look, you got to look. I was called by God. Not just called something. I mean, good grief. A lot of people call me a lot of names, whom I don't really like, right? So what? There's a lot of people that say, hey, I can call myself whatever I want. And so we have men who says, hey, I'm going to call myself a woman. You know, that's bogus. There's a lot of people that do that. They think, I can, whatever I call myself, you know, there's a woman, her boy decided, 8-year-old boy, decided he was going to be a cat. So the mom supported that. So he got sick. Guess what she did? Yeah, she took him to the vet. The vet goes, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. She's reporting this. She thinks this is discriminatory. She goes, I can't treat your child. It is illegal. You have to take him to a doctor. But that's a human person. He's a cat. He can call himself a cat. Men can call themselves women. Women can call themselves men. But you are whom God created you. That's not what the Bible means call. It means that God has called you, and the church there is ek, means out of, and plesia is kind of a call. So called out of, remember the Bible says, you're called out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are called out of this world of sin to be God's special people. In other words, you are called out of this world as an office, as something you are by God. And that's what Paul's trying to tell them. He goes, you are sanctified by Christ Jesus. Now, sanctus means holy. So when you add that ending, sanctification, it means the process of being made holy. So there's two ways you look at sanctification. One, and the most important one, you could use it in the narrow sense. You've been sanctified by Christ Jesus. Okay? Which means you have been made righteous or holy because of what Christ Jesus did. So Christ Jesus died on the cross for your sins, rose again that you might be justified. So in that whole thing, God is doing with us a great swap. He said, I'll give you my righteousness, and you give me all your sins, and I'll pay for them on the cross. So it's a great swap he did. And therefore, God the Father declares us righteous, holy, for his saints. The saints of Colossians. Now, they knew that they had a whole lot of problems and great things. And yet, Paul, with all their problems, calls them saints of God. Not because of anything they did, but because of what Christ had done for them. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Jesus Christ. Of course, grace means unworthy or undesired love. Undeserved kindness or undeserved love. Thank you. So, we don't deserve it, but God loved us anyway. There's a reason I love the Lord. He loved me first. And he loves me. Now, remember the angels and sang during Christ was born? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. We tend to think peace in our church. That's what the Pharisees did, the leaders, and they were wrong. They thought, oh, Jesus is going to come. He's going to defeat the Romans. He'll set us up in heaven. No, my peace. But Jesus said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace, but my peace I give you. What does Jesus mean by that peace? He means peace with God. Like it or not, the Bible says man is at enmity with God. Man is warring against God. We are God's enemies. But God calls us out of that, calls us, cleans us up, and presents us as his brothers and sisters in Christ. Therefore, we have peace with God. So is there anybody who can turn to him? Now, Luther said this, take they our life, good, fame, child, and wife, they still have nothing won, the kingdom ours remaineth. Why? Because we are declared righteous by God, we are given the gift of everlasting life, and the world still goes on. The world's at enmity with God. We are called out of that to guard marvelous light, to have peace with him. Because this girl was giving her testimony. She goes, my life is fine. She did only fans. You don't know what that is. She did only fans. And she tattooed herself all over. She was the most left-wing liberal. She did all these things. She went on demonstrations. You know what she said? I was never happy. I was never at peace. And then she went so far, she could commit suicide. And someone told her, why don't you look at Jesus? She thought, well, what do I have to lose? She joked the Bible. She started giving up. Make a long story short, she was baptized. She was a Christian. Gave up the old way of life. She said, now my life is different. I'm so happy. Can't imagine. See, it doesn't matter. matter what she did before. God has washed her. He has made her clean. He has shown his love to her. She has responded. What peace she had with God. What peace did she have before? Nothing. Now she had peace with God with regard to Jesus. And that peace came because she understood what grace had been. I don't deserve this. I'm a sinner. You don't deserve to be saved either. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But God says, I will love you. I will be with you. Even to the end of the age, God will never forsake you or leave you. And look at this. Paul says to the Corinthians, I give thanks to my God always for you. What? Because of the grace of God. And so we should always give thanks for all our brothers and sisters in Christ and not push those divisive things that we do so often. And God says, because God called you, he enriched you in every way. See, most of us have talents, treasures, all the things we do for God's service. You know what? We think they're nothing. Well, you know, I look at the heathen over here, and they got time and talents. So it's nothing special. No, God is the grantor of all time and talents and gifts. You have been given yours, what? To serve God. And that's what he is enriched. Think of the enrichment. You tend to think things aren't very good. If you ask yourself, ask the group, list three things, and I've done this in counseling, list three things you like about yourself. People sometimes say this. I say, name some things you don't like about yourself, and they got a whole big list. In Christ Jesus, God has used all your talents and gifts, and you should acknowledge those gifts and thank God for them that he's given to us. And then he talks about the Christians, even though the testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. So they're not perfect. Neither are we. We make mistakes. There's sometimes fighting in the churches. Sometimes disagreements. You know, it's been said, I won't tell you, but they said, if you have three people, you have four political systems. Well, maybe I should say that because I talked about the Italians. You think about Italian history. They're always changing their government every few years. But God has called us together, what? In the diverse areas, diverse opinions, first in our life. So we're not perfect, we're just forgetting. Remember that in the bumper sticker? It's really true. And what it says, goes on and says, you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus. This is talk about the end times when Christ will reveal himself to us as King of the Lord. We're waiting for that revealing when we will receive kingdom on the high. Because we're not like the world when we put all our effort into what's going on politically here, because that's all there is for them. But we know there is a kingdom waiting for us. A life that God ever wants us to have. You know what I'm saying, you know? Is you can have a baseball team. But I was going out the door today, and I went out my door, and then I took a few steps, oh, I'm going to check the back door. So I go back in, I unlock the door, I walk in, make sure that back door's closed, walk out, and I thought, gee, guess what? In heaven, there won't be any locks. You won't have to worry about it. You can leave your door open and nobody's going to steal anything, right? Because that's the perfect world, the sinless world. Waiting for us. And what love can we be among the saints of God in Christ Jesus. And it says, Christ will sustain you until the end. We're all going to pass through this world. We're all going to lead, not a doubt of it. Christ will sustain you until the end of the day. So when your last hour comes, you will know you have everlasting life. The Bible says that. These things are known. It's something you want to have and be secure on. God is faithful. Okay, Corinthians, you screwed up. That's all right. God is faithful. He won't reject you because you screwed up. God is faithful. He'll be with you. He keeps his promises. He will save you. He'll be with you. He'll strengthen you. And now, Paul, you get into the fellowship. that loving relationship we should have with all Christians. We reach out to Christ in that fellowship of what? His Son. So we ask ourselves, God, how should I live? And I look to Christ. Now, I can try to follow Christ. I can try to act like him. Let's be honest. We're far from Jesus. But God will still be with us. He will prompt us by His Spirit. He will move us to faith. Hopefully, in a deeper thought. There you go. An everlasting life. That's Paul. Maybe screwed up. That's right. Get saved.